Hello, and welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is the sanctuary for my beautiful friends and the new listeners who love Jesus, say fuck sometimes, and those of you that know you were never built to follow anyone else's formula. Okay? Today, we're not tweaking the system. We are not negotiating burnout. We are tearing up the fake-ass blueprint that trained you to shrink, strive, and survive. Because what God is building through you next will not fit inside someone else's bullshit structure. Okay? But first, you guys, okay, this goes without saying, I've got to put you on the real rebuild starter pack, and it starts in your body, because healing isn't just emotional, it is spiritual, it is biological, okay? And I'm done watching brilliant women pray for clarity while they're running on that cortisol bullshit, the copious amounts of coffee. You guys, that shit puts me to sleep. And then, you know, you're kind of hanging on by a thread with them maybe tomorrow's. This is why I take my colostrum with AC11 every single day. It is not your grandma's milk powder, babe, okay? Three ingredients, one patent, zero bullshit. This is the only formula with AC11, okay? We own that. Backed by science, trusted by biohackers, and used by people like me who are rebuilding their energy from the cells up. So if you're ready to stop crawling through your calling and actually feel lit up again, mentally, physically, hormonally, you need this, period. And if you don't, that's cool too. You can white knuckle your way through the day while your mitochondria file HR complaints against your ass, because can they get a break? But if you want to actually feel like yourself when you become her, grab my colostrum, okay? The link is in my show notes. You're welcome. You know, if y'all are struggling with pain, I've got these incredible neurotech patches, vibrotactile. They are fucking incredible. Zero ingredients. When I say I have something for everyone, that is not a joke. I personally carry samples if you want to try before you buy. And I'm going to be honest, I don't have a great time with that, because this is something like, these are connections in your brain, and you guys know I can nerd out about the brain. But these connections are really fucked up. And when they're so damaged, when you're like 45 years old, having damaged the same connection over and over and over, one day of clear communication is not going to clear a strong, valid path for you. But I've seen the difference. Even so, my husband's on the pain patch. He's on the peace patch. He's a whole different person. I had him on an energy patch. And 2 weeks ago, he was like, hey, babe, I don't think these are really working for me. And yesterday, he's like, I've been out of energy patches. Can you order some? And I'm laughing because I'm like, I thought they didn't work. He just didn't realize how well they worked. So it wasn't until he didn't have them that he actually noticed a difference. So, yeah, they're incredible. I think my favorite one, I'm going to show some of you guys, because I know I got some YouTubers that check this out. Some of you watching live on this recording on my other app. Flow is probably something I really super love. And you can only get this from me directly right now. I had to do a bulk order because they're not available. We had a chance to buy them in bulk. They're going to relaunch this pretty soon. But I'm gonna be honest, this is dope. Like, I am really liking flow. You guys know I microdose and all the things. It's crazy how much focus I could get in with my flow. Anyway, again, link is in the show notes. Okay, so we are going to get into today's episode, and my squirrel brain is like, oh yeah, what is today's episode, you guys? Where's my note with the name of the episode? What is the title? What are we talking about? No, I'm just kidding. You guys, this episode is your permission slip to burn the blueprint, okay? And I mean, you could burn it like, oh no, I didn't really get burnt today. Ah, did I even tell you guys today was our first official beach day of the season? Oh my God, we did it, okay? It also happens to be my husband's birthday, and he was at work on the forklift, or as my kids call it, the dork lift, for his birthday. But happy birthday, baby. We love and appreciate you so, so much. He's really someone who just doesn't give a shit anyway. He's like, it's another day. It's another day. So it's really kind of for us to want to celebrate. Like, can we do something? Cause it makes us feel good. Right. So I was like, can I at least bring you dinner? We had a sweet treat planned for him. And he's like, I don't really want that. So to make myself feel good that I did something to make him feel celebrated. We brought him dinner tonight, so I'm happy about that. But unfortunately, I'm sure he would rather be anywhere other than work, especially at the beach. But we did not take it for granted today. We loved it extra just because he didn't get to be there. So it's a gorgeous fucking day. I was gonna say I got burnt, but how could I? Because I literally, I'm covered. I'm that one that's like in full black. I'm literally still wearing my stuff. We came straight in and I'm hitting record. Okay. So yeah, I've got my full cover up. I usually have a big, huge sun hat. I couldn't find it today, but I sit under an umbrella anyway. So it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But it is the month of burning it down. We're not burning our skin. We're going to burn a blueprint today. Okay. And this blueprint is something that you inherited from those broken systems, that burnout culture. And even spiritual gaslighting dress up as discipline, okay? Because I'm really fired up about that. You were never meant to fit. You were always meant to build, okay? This episode, a lot of you, especially if you're entrepreneurs and we've locked arms a couple of times, we've watched each other go in and out of businesses. We've been in the shit, okay? We've been in the arena. This one's gonna touch you today, okay? I want you to light the match, okay? Take your colostrum AC-11 that you have, put on a patch, hit play to listen, bitch, every single day. We're healing from the soul to the cells. Okay. We're not just getting clarity. We are going to become the kind of woman who carries fire and favor in the same body. And that takes care and nurture. Okay. We got to make sure our body is up for this battle. Okay. Okay. So the blueprint was never yours. That's the title today. Tear it up, start again, okay? The first thing we're going through is that inherited hustle versus I say sacred. I get worried. These words kind of that come to me, I get scared that they're from another timeline in my life when I was trying to do all that woo bullshit, okay? I wasn't really in alignment with Jesus, but like my relationship with him is sacred. It's just those words like trigger me still. And I'm like, "Ah, is this a safe word in my relationship with Christ?" Okay? 'Cause, saying like the universe loves you, that's not cool anymore. It's not the universe, it's God. It's not just I don't know. Just weird things. Anyway, I'm on one today, you guys. It is my flow patch. It is my flow patch. We're going crazy. But we're going to call out schedule strategies and spiritual rules you inherited, not chose. So if your life feels like someone else's Pinterest board, or if you're trying to design your life to look like someone else's Pinterest board, or if you think that your life has to look like someone else's Pinterest board, we are going to tear that shit up. You, that woman with a fire in her soul and a calling that does not fit inside anyone else's template. You've been praised for your hustle. You have been admired for your grit. But underneath all that shit, you are tired, you are overstimulated, and you are over it. Because it feels like we're waking up, rebuilding, finding someone else's system, trying to make something else ours, and it's just bullshit. I mean, you're this wife, you're a mom, you're a leader, and you're trying to just nurture this incredible love with Jesus, and you're finally realizing because you've been listening to me, God has never asked you to sacrifice yourself on the altar of someone else's blueprint. That's it. So this is a spiritual showdown between two worlds: the inherited hustle, the formula you were taught to follow. And maybe it came from, the church culture, your family, how you grew, those online boss babes, or even good intentions twisted by performance pressure. It's rigid, it's loud, and it always just demands more from you. There is a sacred flow, the rhythm you were created for, and it honors your emotions, your capacity, your season of just motherhood, your marriage, your divine wiring. It's spirit-led, it's flexible, it's holy, it's sustainable as fuck. This is your wake-up call to burn the blueprint you didn't build. We've been trying so hard to fit into it, and we think we're not succeeding, but it was just a system not built for our system. Okay? We're doing this right in the middle of your home or your business or your faith journey. That's not just about your schedule. This is in how you show up as a mom. Are you parenting from peace or pressure? How are you serving your clients? Are you coaching from overflow or obligation? I've done both. Only one is really rewarding, and only one is going to get both of you from point A to point B. Maybe how you spend time with God, is it intimate or is it routine? I've done both of those too. How you rest. Like, do you even remember how to rest without the guilt? Not one single part of me felt guilty about sitting on a beach today when I knew I was already like a day late with every podcast. Okay. Not a piece of me. I'm like, that's fine. It's the rest. It's God's timing. His message is getting out. It is getting out. And it wasn't an intentional thing. Shit happened. And now the shift happens in your spirit first and then in your systems. Now, this is not after the big launch, okay? This is not once the kids go back to school. Do not give me that shit. And it's definitely not when your husband finally gets it. If you are feeling the friction, that is God nudging you. He is saying, "Listen, my beautiful daughter, I never called you to this performance treadmill. Can you get off of that machine and can we rebuild together in peace?" Why? Because the truth is that inherited hustle may have gotten you here, but it can't take you where God's calling you next. Why? Because you're not just building a brand, you're building a legacy. Why? Because your nervous system wasn't created to be in survival mode 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your kids are watching and you model that burnout or the boundaries. You're showing them. Jesus didn't die so you could live exhausted trying to prove that you're enough. How do we do this? I mean, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to repent for saying yes to what we said yes to out of fear, not faith. And then you're going to reflect, like, where did I get this blueprint? Who gave it to me? We're going to release. What do I need to destroy to rebuild aligned? And then we're going to rebuild. What does my spirit-led schedule actually look like? And we're going to receive God's grace for a new rhythm. And we're going to pray for the courage to protect it. It's not about laziness. This is about obedience. Sacred flow is not passive, okay? It's prophetic. We have this copy and paste curse. Copy and paste curse. When you follow the proven formula, this is going to leave you more burned out and blessed. And this is we're going to talk a little bit about how we're going to talk a lot about how to spot the blueprint that was never meant for you, okay? So we're going to rip the lid off the copy and paste curse because if one more proven formula promises to turn you into a six-figure unicorn in 90 days without mentioning the soul toll, I will throw a ring light. Literally, I have three in my face right now. I'll throw one across the room. So I don't give a shit. I am tired of the bullshit of all these people blowing smoke up your ass. Babe, I have fallen for it. I have dumped the money into that, okay? All bullshit. It's all bullshit. It is all bullshit. Why does following proven formulas leave you more burned out than blessed? Because they weren't built for your blueprint. They're built for someone with a whole different energy system. Okay. I know that you're in my container here. You're here because we're a little neurospicy. Our brains are a little bit different. Okay. The blueprint that you're following is from someone with a different trauma, someone with different values. And I want to be honest, sometimes, a lot of times, let's be for fucking real, someone with a full-time nanny and a husband who thinks she's a genius for using Canva. Okay? No one is in your shoes right now. You need an individual blueprint. I'm just figuring out how to build those. And we can work more about this later because I think, honestly, I should do a whole fucking class for this. Just to learn to build your own system because I know we think it's easier, but like, where has it gotten you? Where are you with that? You know, and their formula, this formula might work for their nervous system. It might work for, you know, their marriage, their market, but it doesn't mean it fits your spirit, your soul, your calling. When you try to squeeze your God-given calling into someone else's mold, you don't get tired. You start doubting if God called you because you haven't even allowed him to speak to build that foundation. That is spiritual theft, babe. It's not strategy. There's a mindset lie behind that that we buy into. And I see this in a lot of women's groups. I see it and it drives me crazy. Do you want, I just landed a full paid $50,000 coaching client. Do you want to know how? Do you want the blueprint? Go ahead, take it. They could give it away for free. You could copy and paste it. It's not going to be the same for you. And it's not because you suck. It's because that's not your blueprint. Okay. So we lie to ourselves. If it worked for her, it must work for me. Sis, that's not the truth. That's comparison disguised as logic. And that's why the curse creeps in. You copy what worked for her. It doesn't work for you. You internalize that as failure. You hustle harder. You burn out. You repeat. And then you keep following these bitches trying to take their blueprints. Like, let's stop. And then you stop and think maybe none of this is meant for you at all. And I know how that feels. It's scary because you've come this far. Why are you only going to come this far? And what else is there in life? If we are not out here with an entrepreneurial spirit, what the fuck are we doing? If we're not working for a side hustle, where are you going to be? Where's your 9-to-5 going to get you? What kind of legacy is that going to leave? That's not what we want. So how do we spot a blueprint that is not ours? It feels performative. You're doing the right things, but it all feels hollow, heavy, or fake as fuck. Okay. Maybe you're overriding your body to execute it. You're exhausted. You're edgy. You're emotionally trekked out. But the strategy says to post every single day. So that's what you do. Message 100 people every single day. That's what you do. You know, I still have PTSD with messages and I miss people's messages all the time. It is not your fault. That is me. That is my neurospicy brain freaking out. You keep tweaking you instead of the system, okay? Because I guarantee that these bitches are going to say it's you, not the system, okay? So you're going to keep doing the mindset work. You're going to keep going for more healing. You're going to keep paying for more courses. You're going to keep buying more books and you're never going to find real peace. You succeed, but you feel disconnected. You might hit a metric, but you don't feel more you. You actually feel more invisible. You can't build a brand off of someone else's blueprint. Your soul is screaming, this isn't it. And you're silencing her because, well, everyone swears this is how it's done. Do you see the push and pull that you have put your body through? The fight or flight, the fighting, it is just a struggle. It is a struggle. It makes me tired to talk about it. It's just picture. That's what we've been doing to ourselves. No wonder we're exhausted all the time. So how do we implement your actual blueprint? Okay. I mean, how do we break the curse and build aligned? How do we do this for ourselves, by ourselves? How do we do that? You're going to start with presence, not planning. Before you grab your planner, grab your Bible, your breath, and your body. Okay. Ask God, how do you want to move through me today? How are we going to show up today? My answer to that today, I had a great message this morning. Okay. I'm reading and I'm in a place where they're talking about it's 2 Kings. Okay. They boiled babies and ate each other's babies. It's, if you haven't read it, you got to read it. Okay. And so of course I just want to hug my babies because I think, you know, it's heavy, right? It's heavy stuff to just even think of, like, you know, the shit that have happened and things that are happening to kids now. And it just put me down this path. Okay. My husband and I have watched this. We watched this Tim Tebow interview with Sean Ryan. And ever since, I've had this little whisper of, like, how can we make a difference with, like, all of the sex trafficking, all the babies, all the things, like, the shit's underlying. It's been something that is, like, weighing on me. Okay. So that's been one of the things that keeps me up at night, honestly. Anyway, so I'm talking to God this morning, I'm reading, and I just keep hearing this thing, like, say yes to your kids today, say yes to your kids today. Cause, you know, I don't, I am doing this program. I'm doing a Zenith program. I am working on my healing. I'm working on learning to not perform. Everything I'm doing, like last week, this week, it's stuff that, you know, I did a couple weeks ago. I'm just kind of bringing you guys on my healing journey, to just really get the core foundation to stop, you know, getting it. It's an incredible program, but I'm in my office a lot. Okay. I'm writing a lot, doing the podcast, creating content. I'm doing this a lot. And so it's a gorgeous day. It's like 90 degrees here. And he's just like, say yes to them, say yes to them. So my daughter comes in today and she's like, Mommy, will you play with me? And I when I tell you, I threw everything down. I was like, hell yeah, baby. What are we going to play? And she was like, can we kill zombies on the TV? Okay. My son and I, okay, we kill zombies sometimes. And I was just like, man, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a gorgeous day. My daughter's asking me to play video games. So we're going to go ahead and say yes to playing, but we're going to do something a little different. So skirt, skirt, we went to the beach instead, right? I said, yes, it was that presence. It was that being in that moment and listening to what God wanted me to do. And guess what? My world didn't implode. I didn't get behind on my Zenith program. I'm still here working on my healing with the greatest thought leader I've ever had. I'm still creating the podcast, okay? Still doing the things, but I listened to him. So you know what's going to be even more blessed? This episode, because I woke up and I started with presence. I started with presence. I knew I would get to it. God, how do you want to move through me today? You create a rhythm instead of a rigid schedule. So you structure your day around, you know, energy, your high energy parts of the day, your obedience, and the season that you're in. I cannot stress this enough because there is not a leader in my life, of all my mentors, of all these incredible people, okay, that I still just admire, and I would never be where I was today. Not one of them could ever give me a system that matched my season. Not one, you know? And it was a lot of pressure. So we're not doing that anymore. We're going to structure around the season we're in. No pressure. If you have a new baby, honey, you keeping that baby alive is your priority. You're not trying to build this entire business and try to do all this healing at once. Like, keep your baby alive. I know what that season is like. Be in that moment because they grow so fast. They grow so fast. Morning should be like devotion and movement. We get to the treadmill, right? Midday, creative work and your mind is on. Afternoon should be family, you know, even some silence. I got that at the beach. It was beautiful. This is a sacred blueprint that will honor your life and your calling. You have to be willing and open to use that holy discernment to filter advice. When you hear a must do online, I want you to run it through filters. Does this align with my calling? Does this honor my current season? Do you guys have a bullshit meter? Because I feel like, does this ring my bullshit meter? Because I feel like this is bullshit, okay? So much bullshit. And I see comments of people asking for the bullshit and it makes me so sad. Does this bring me peace or pressure? We want to design from identity, not from insecurity. So you want to build this around your true voice, not your trauma. We could share the trauma that makes us relatable. But we're going to build around our true voice, okay? You're going to start with who am I called to serve, not what is trending in my niche, okay? And you want to practice that prophetic planning. Pray first, strategize second. Ask God what needs to be built and what needs to burn. I'm going to be honest, he's kind of hinting at me about my audience lately. He's like, all right, B, if we're going to move forward, you got to cut some cords, okay? I have so many subscribers on AWeber. I have like over 700 subscribers and I love that so much, but I'm only getting like a 33% open rate right now on that, which means, you know, whatever. I don't know how many people open my emails out of 700. We've got 330, 377, 258. I only have it pulled up right here because I sent a breakup letter out to everybody today. If you're on my list, just go read that because it's the truth. Like, I know it doesn't seem like anything to stay on someone's email list just to stay on it, but it is an energy that is taking from me. it takes for me to send an email out to people that are really not going to take it serious. I pour my fucking heart and soul into that. I am going out of my way to make some PDF follow-ups. I taught myself. Thank you, ChatGTP actually taught me. But I did this myself step by step to work because I had no clue. You guys, when I tell you, I don't know shit. I know how to turn on a computer. I learned how to run Zoom. Okay. I barely figured out how to copy and paste my podcast from Zoom onto Audioboom. That's why I don't edit. You guys get the live version. No edits ever. Never, ever will this thing be fucking edited, okay? At least until I have a team of people that could do it. If it's up to me, it will never be done. But I learned how to take things and to be able to create a PDF on the Mac, bring it into my drive, sending it, put it on an email. Like, I learned that shit because it's important to me. And some of you bitches are sitting on my email list that haven't even opened an email in 6 months. For what? Like, just let's cut the tie. Let's cut the tie. There's a lot of people in my audience who are not going to take action, and I need you to cut the tie because it weighs me down. And there are people that will be here to listen and here to take action. That's the truth. So I get that. God wanted me to burn some shit down. He had me send out a breakup letter today. And I feel good about that. Feel really good about that. The right strategy is going to stretch you, but it's not going to strip you. Your blueprint is going to require faith. I've been told to build an email list for so long. And I never thought I would ever want anyone to unsubscribe. You know what I'm saying? It was like that, what is that mindset where you just don't have enough or whatever? I don't know. Is that, I was just hanging on to it. Hanging on to that. Lack mindset. I couldn't let people go. I can't dare people to leave. Like, what if they actually leave? I was freaking out. So there's a little faith here. God's going to say, let go of some shit, okay? Never fracture your soul to execute it. If the formula demands that you abandon yourself to succeed, it's cursed, period. And I went through a lot of temptation in my life to just abandon myself. And there were times even my husband felt that desperation. And I sometimes think he would still be okay if I sold my soul, because it'd be my soul I sell, right? But there are times where I feel like he just wants me to sell my soul just to get there, right? Whatever there is for him, it would just make him feel better. I don't understand. I've never sold out. I cannot abandon who I am. I cannot abandon my core integrity. It is not in me. In fact, through one of my counseling sessions today, I went through this process of like just talking about, you know, why do I keep going when I haven't made it? Like, I have a goal for the podcast, right? We have a goal for whatever it is we're doing. I am nowhere near that. I'm not even close to the audience reach that I want to have. So the question was asked, like, how do I keep going when I'm not getting anything in return? How do I keep going? And the truth is, like, who I am, I cannot stop. I did not come this far to just go this far. Like, what the hell would I do with myself if I didn't just keep going? What am I going to do? Bartend forever, go full time, never see my family, be 90 years old, be that granny that's like taking a nap at the end of the bar and guys are filling up their beers themselves. I don't know, but I'd hate myself for that. I would hate myself if I narrowed myself down to one tiny little thing. I love bartending, don't get me wrong, but doing that one thing would never be enough to satiate my soul. There's no way. I've been called. I cannot abandon myself or my mission. So if anyone is asking you to do or be something that is not you, that's the devil, period. End of conversation. There is, you know, sometimes obedience to God requires rebellion against the systems that trained you to doubt your own rhythm. Okay. So I guess what we're doing today is we're going to reclaim, my phone's blowing up. We're going to reclaim discernment over discipline. Okay. Divine disobedience. It is not rebellion for rebellion's sake. I want to make that clear. And that's coming from a natural born rebel. It is holy resistance to what was never sacred in the first place. Okay. I know we're neurospicy. That's what's happening. And We're juggling all of these things. Okay. We're Googling how to launch funnels. How does this work? We low key are juggling existential dread. And, you know, we sometimes are whispering, like, God, is this really how I have to do it? Sometimes, honestly, I love you guys. Disobedience to God doesn't look like discipline. It's like discernment, really. What looks like quitting to the world might actually be you stepping into kingdom rhythm. What actually looks like disorganized on the outside is actually obedience to a spirit-led timeline. Because saying no to what drains you isn't rebellion. That is reverence, okay? How do we actually do this? How do we do this? Because, hi, all the neurospicy stuff, okay? Overstimulation. You guys, I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 tabs in my Safari window and probably 8 or 9 tabs open in my Google Chrome window at all times. And I have notes up and I have Zoom and I have Pages, okay? So I have all these things going on my computer, 2 phones dinging at me right now. And then all the tabs I have in life, business, house, podcast, husband, hormones, pets, politics, all of it. Okay. And that insecurity, I know, how do we do that when we're insecure sometimes? Because imposter syndrome is petty, but it's loud. And point blank, if you're a mama, your time is not your own. So how do we break this all the way down? Okay. You give your brain permission to be brilliant, not productive. I'm never going to get tired of telling you that. You're not lazy. You're not broken. You're not inconsistent. You are a visionary with a nervous system that wasn't made for assembly line living. That's it. You're a visionary. You have a nervous system that was not made for the mundane stuff. Divine disobedience means letting go of the shame of not fitting into corporate hustle, grind, girl molds. Start with that question. Go back to that. God, how do you want to move through me today? And then listen, listen, don't default to the to-do list. Default to trust. Prioritize rhythm over routine. You're not trying to get it all done. You're trying to get it in sync with God. So instead of rigid discipline, create that flexible, sacred rhythm. I'm learning to do blocks in my schedule. I cannot put detailed stuff. I got to block. House chores, block. I give it 30 minutes. I give it 30 minutes, maybe an hour every day. 30 minutes. Up to an hour of a block. Do what you can do in this hour. I don't put a list of everything I'm gonna do. I just do what I could do. Sometimes that looks like I get laundry and sweep in the kitchen and vacuuming. Sometimes it looks like I scrub some toilets and I did some dishes. It's never the same. Okay. It's called a flow window. And I do the same thing for my business. I do a flow window every day. I've got 2 hours for a flow window. I've got 2 hours for creation. Okay. And I'm doing my best. I do whatever I want. I don't have it set. Like I could come in here on those 2 different blocks and I could be like, all right, Zenith Mind, let's get crazy into some therapy. Okay. Or I could come in here and do a podcast or create an email or do whatever. That's it. I'm not trying to get it all done. I use those blocks. And that's where I'm getting my best work, where I feel the best. I feel the most confident. I feel like I've listened to God. Okay. You want to build your business around when you feel most alive, not when the internet says to show up. So you're not going to see me looking at like, what time should I post on Instagram? Bitch, I have a message. And if only one person sees it, then you're welcome. That was God was talking to you directly, right? It's about when you feel the most alive, you know? And honestly, like there are different times I cannot type my journaling. I can't do it. I can type a book. I can type a PDF. I could type a lot of things. When I'm journaling, I cannot freaking type. I have to write on a notebook because my brain flow is better. That's it. In fact, most of the time I use talk to text on emails and all of that, but it's fine. You find your rhythm. You know what I mean? And like, it's Tuesdays are coaching days. Tuesdays are deep work days. You know, Wednesdays are sacred time with God and praying days. Thursdays are content, podcast batching. Friday and Saturday is bartending, right? Sunday is creation station. That's where I go crazy. Mondays, I don't even check my email, right? Because that all feels good to me. That's where I'm aligned. Discernment over default discipline. You're allowed to not do the thing if God says wait. You're allowed to change your mind if peace leaves. You're allowed to delete a funnel you spent weeks building because it feels off now. Divine disobedience is a trust-based strategy, really. It's saying, I will move when the anointing is there, not just because I made a plan in a good mood 2 weeks ago. Okay? You want to build emotional fortitude with God, not performance. Like, he's tired of our performances. He's called me on it out anyway, a lot. Are you performing right now? Or is this real? Okay? You don't overcome insecurity by overworking. You just heal through it. Devotion over distraction. Voice memo venting with Jesus before, you know, you open your launch metrics, right? That's important. You want to speak before you feel polished. Let obedience replace perfectionism. You don't have to prove obedience. You just walk in it and the fruit will follow. I posted a picture of my box set up in my office today. Literally, if you don't follow me on Facebook, you're not going to get a see. I have my MacBook right now sitting on a box and a box in front of that because I have an L-shaped desk and it's really kind of fucking awkward, to be honest. And a couple days ago, my husband's like, you're way too close to the computer. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do. Like, what do I set it on? I can't get shorter. My chair's down as low as it can go. I can't back up further because I have to be close to the mic. So if my computer's far away, I still need a way to get my microphone close to me so that the audio is good. It was just a whole thing. And I was like, you know what? I got some boxes in there. Just rearranged my office. I took some boxes out of the destroy pile. And yeah, I'm rigged up on boxes right now. Okay. So it doesn't have to be polished. It doesn't have to be perfect. I just have to get it done. Right. And who's listening to this podcast really giving a fuck about my camera setup? Right. Like, do people really care? I mean, I am jealous, honestly. I see these podcast people in their fancy ass, cozy, soft chairs with these big hanging microphones, and they're just chilling. Their sound's great. Their video's great. I'm like, hell yeah. I dream of that one day. But today's not it. I have a message anyway. I'm showing up. It's obedience. Okay. It's obedience. I don't have to perform. If you have a message, get it out. Stop waiting to be perfect. It's okay. It's okay. This is not about getting it perfect. It's about, you know, skipping Instagram when your kid wants to play. It's about launching late because God said to wait. I was with my family. We're a whole day late on these podcast episodes, you guys. That's okay. It's saying, God, I'm scared, but I trust you more than I trust my own anxiety. It's about taking naps without guilt. You're not behind. You're not failing. What we're doing now is we're refusing to obey systems that never served my soul. You want me to say that again? You're not behind. You're not failing. You're refusing to obey systems that never served your soul. Say it. Write it down. Tattoo it if you need to. Lock it in. Get really good about recognizing the wrong blueprint, okay? Get really, really good at this because there are signs. You dread your schedule, but you feel guilty changing it. You admire people who live freely, but secretly judge yourself for wanting the same. You're constantly adjusting yourself to fit the model, okay? And let's bring this one all the way home because if we don't name the wrong blueprint, you're going to keep blaming yourself for all of the burnout that it's causing. That's not self-awareness, babe. That is spiritual gaslighting wrapped up in a fancy, pretty looking planner. This isn't about you being lazy, inconsistent, or needing more discipline. It's about realizing you're trying to build a God-sized life with someone else's directions. So let's talk about the real life signs, okay? That for that blueprint that isn't yours, you know, you've looked at your calendar and you feel your soul die a little. instead of adjusting it, you decide that you're the problem. It's like putting on heels that don't fit, and you're going to limp through the entire day instead of just kicking them off and going barefoot like Jesus wanted us to do. Okay. You don't need to try harder to walk in the shoes. You need to ask why you're wearing them at all. If your schedule makes you anxious instead of anchored, that's not sacred. It is just survival in a cute font. You see someone dancing in the kitchen at 10 a.m., creating magic on her terms. You see Brandon at the beach with her kids all day, and your soul whispers, I want that. And then your brain is like, must be nice. That's not realistic for me. Brandon's so lucky. Mitch, I am not lucky. I made it happen. Like you're watching someone swim in the ocean while you're stuck in the kiddie pool filled with hustle water and guilt chlorine. You're smelling it all in. You were not made to shrink your desires. You were made to follow the rhythm that God designed for you. Desire isn't rebellion. It's revelation. Pay attention to what makes you jealous. It might be your blueprint knocking. I am going to get a really fancy podcast office one day. You guys, I'm saying that. Today is June 11th, 2025. I don't give a fuck if it takes me 10 years. I will have that fancy office, okay? I will have a fancy podcast recording studio. Are you always buying new planners? Are you guilty of that? Because that's a red flag. I know, because I did it. Are you trying to hire another coach right now? Red flag. Do you have another mindset book on the side of your bed? Red flag. Because you have all these things and you're still stuck. You're still stuck. You can't rearrange furniture in a house that was never meant to be yours in the first place. Stop redecorating. Move out. You are not hard to lead. You're just not being led by your own blueprint. You're hitting the goals. You get the praise. You show up, but inside you feel like a fraud. Like you're a shell of yourself, really. Like you won this race and you're so excited. But then you realize you didn't want to be in the race and you really don't give a shit about the trophy. Success without real alignment is just achievement with spiritual side effects, really. God didn't call you to prove your worth. He called you to walk in it. That would be a really great tattoo. You're not called to prove your worth. You're called to walk in it. I get it. You're exhausted. You're overstimulated. You're craving silence and stillness. But the blueprint says just keep pushing. So you're drinking another caffeine. You're on your third energy drink of the day, praying for peace while violating your own nervous system severely every day. There's that meme going around with moms driving around with the check engine light on, blasting music really loud to ignore the sound. You don't need another podcast. You need a pit stop. Okay? God speaks in peace, not pressure. If it's costing you your health, it's not holy. And if you're asking, but how do I even know what my blueprint is? This, if it hasn't been making sense up to this point, what feels energizing, not just productive? What do you do naturally, even when no one is watching? And what have you always known but been afraid to trust? Answer those questions and then burn everything else. Because what's built next can't be built by the version of you still trying to get a gold star from systems that were never sacred. Give yourself permission to delete the downloads for real this time, okay? Let's not just talk about burning the blueprint. We're lighting the match right now. Some of y'all are still trying to install spirit-led living on a corrupted hard drive full of hustle hierarchy and habits that never honored who you really are. I felt that. I felt that probably like 6 months ago where I was really on fire. I'm like, okay, it's time to shit or get off the par. Are we going to keep listen, bitch? Am I going to keep doing this? Is it not for me? Because I just don't know. It's not growing at the rate I thought it would grow. For the goals I had, it's not feeding me financially. Okay, that's the goal. Like, I'm still paying for this podcast 2 years later. I think that's illegal. So I question that. I question that. And I realized that I was building this on a corrupted hard drive, trying to still implement that hustle hierarchy, trying to perform through my healing. I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know it wasn't really healing. I promise you that. I didn't know. I wasn't being honest. I didn't know. Like, no one has called me out on my bullshit because how could you know? Nobody knew. And it's the same thing, like, right now. I get to be the one that calls you out on your bullshit. That's why we have the love-hate relationship. That's why you're so bothered sometimes when I'm opening my mouth. I get it. But that's the thing. You cannot install God's plans on a corrupted hard drive. You got to burn this down. This is your explicit permission slip to delete the fake downloads and rebuild in your original code. Delete shit. These downloads, this is what I'm talking about, okay? Strategies, scripts, spiritual standards, survival patterns, all of these things that you absorb that were never yours. The productivity hacks that left you fried, the church teachings. I really need to put the airplane mode on my phone right now. The church teachings that made you feel broken for being emotional, parenting advice that made you feel like a failure, business formulas that stole your joy, good girl rules that made you mute your own discernment, all of that, the list. I could sit here all night giving you a list for this. Delete them all. All of it. All of it. Where did I download this? What person, program, platform, or pastor did this expectation come from? Did they actually ever live a life I want? Would I choose this if I didn't feel afraid or obligated? What is the emotional cost of keeping this? Is this blueprint costing me peace, joy, health, connection, presence with my kids? Am I performing or am I actually prospering? What part of me does this protect? Am I clinging to this because I don't trust myself, because I'm scared I'll mess up if I don't follow a formula? What does God say instead? Ask him straight up. God, is this for me or did I adopt this out of fear? If peace leaves when you ask, the answer is probably already clear. What would I build if I trusted my divine design? Not the hustle version, not the healed one day version, but the me that God already knows and walks with every single day. You guys are getting that bitch more and more for every episode, more and more. You've got a permission slip, and I want you guys to repeat this out loud. I no longer build from pressure, fear, or performance obedience. I delete every strategy that asks me to abandon my body. I burn the beliefs that told me obedience looks like burnout. I revoke access to every template that trained me to be less of me. I trust what God put in me more than what the world taught me. I'm building something holy, human, and hella aligned. You guys like that one, I know it's good. It's solid. Okay. And we want to move from identity to impact. Okay. From who you are into what you build. And this is not a six-step funnel. Okay. We're not doing that. The real struggle, you guys, is that listen, we love Jesus. We love our families. And we might be called to something massive, but we're drowning in snack crumbs, emotional spirals, burnout, spiritual guilt, and Walmart bags. And then we're like asking God, please use me. And then we're crying in the shower because our kids won't stop fighting. They're constantly calling your name, and your brain doesn't stop buzzing with 122 open tabs, okay? The gentle reminder, because I know you can relate to this in so many levels. You're not lazy. You're not ungrateful and you're not disobedient. You're trying to reconcile a God-sized calling with a very, very human life. And the only reason it feels impossible is because you're still trying to build it like a neurotypical human with no children, no hormones, and no army of people. Okay. So let's burn the fake productivity gospel bullshit and rebuild from the truth. So again, this is going to be kind of what restoring the original blueprint, okay? The blueprint that put the calling on your life. Not the six-step funnel, but spirit-led, God-led architecture, okay? Identity first, obedience. You don't plan first, you pause first. Before you time block or commit to anything, you breathe, you get still, you put your phone down, and you ask God what's actually mine to carry today. And if he doesn't answer right away, that's not delay, that's divine protection from another overcommitment, okay? You make peace the boss, not pressure. You didn't measure success by how much you did, but by how much peace stayed in your body while doing it. Some days that means batch recording 4 podcast episodes. Some days that means sobbing while folding towels and still calling it obedience. I know I speak like I've done both. Isn't that so fucking weird? You build from who you are, not what other people expect. You don't shrink your volume, your edge, your weird. You build like this: loud, honest, slightly chaotic. Own that shit. Maybe you're spirit sensitive, intuitive, your mood fluctuates. That's fine. Can't post daily, but can preach raw fire when led. Even better. Your blueprint was written with your whole wiring in mind. God knew who the fuck you were. It was written with your whole wiring. And if the blueprint that you're calling in doesn't, if it feels fake, is not from heaven, okay? Routine says do it every day, same way or fail. Rhythm says flow with the spirit, honor your cycle, move when you're moved. I want to say this is not an overnight process, okay? I am in this struggle so hard right now, so effing hard, okay? I fell off so many disciplined actions, so many, and I'm trying to get back to that, and I'm fighting it. I'm fighting it because I'm like, nope, I have to do this the same way every day or I fail. It's there. My gym routine has to be the same. And I'm going through it. Okay. Let me just say that. It is not easy. It is not easy, but it is going to be worth it every single time. So if you have that voice that's like, do it the same day, every day or fail, you probably need to be stretched a little, you know, flowing with the spirit, honoring your cycle, moving when you're moved. This is all key movement. Obedience is not measured in consistency. It's measured in responsiveness. You want to stop trying to build a platform and start building a presence. And that means talking to your people like they're already your people. Like, I know you're my people, okay? You create when the spirit nudges, not when the algorithm demands. When I'm on fire, and that's fucking okay. That was a sign, like, go. I may post 7 times on a Monday because my soul is just going crazy and I have so much that needs to be said. And then Tuesday, nothing. Crickets. Toot toot. Tweet tweet. Probably the days I bartend, I schedule. I'm the least. And sometimes I pre-schedule just because it does make it easier. But it's never about the algorithm. We don't care what the prime time on Instagram is, because if God needs a message carried to someone out of your fucking mouth, it's going to be hand delivered. I want you to let your actual life be a part of your leadership, okay? Not an obstacle to it. You trust that God doesn't need you to be less human to be more holy, okay? Tears are not a delay. Your chaos is not disqualification. Your emotional intensity, that's your edge. And your family doesn't compete with your calling. They're a part of it. They're a part of it. You want to trust your yes when it doesn't look like anyone else's. Identity to impact. Create a 3-minute podcast episode that wrecks someone. Pray in tongues when you wash dishes. You guys, that's something I've never been able to do. I've not done it. It's not come naturally to me. So I don't know what that's like. Writing the book in 15-minute spirit-led bursts between snack time and breakdowns, and all of a sudden it's 3 days later and you have a whole book in your hands. Have I done that? Yeah. Say no to opportunities that make your soul feel small. You were never meant to build your calling with borrowed blueprints. You need a better plan. You need your original permission. So that's it, babe. Go ahead, burn the fake structure, build something holy and human. That is impact. That is legacy. And that's the blueprint. That's the blueprint. What gets built next will not be built by the version of you that's been hustling, hiding, and hoping that nobody finds out how tired you actually are. That you, we love her. We honor her. She was brave. She was a badass. She got you here. But baby, she can't take you where you're going. They always say that. You're never going to end up with the people you started with. And I feel like the truth is you're never going to be who you started as. We know this. June is the month to burn it all down. It is not just a vibe shift. I'm not into vibes. Okay? We're doing a whole fucking structural demolition in the soul. No more shitty patch jobs. No more repurposed hustle. No more trying to stretch your holy calling over broken blue pants. Prints that were never made for our neurospicy, spirit-led, family-first, called and covered women. Okay? What you're building now, this is fresh obedience. This is a sacred rhythm. This is a standard that's actually sustainable. You have this old structure. You operated from burnout, masked as productivity. You gave everyone else your energy and left God your leftovers. Aw, are you sad because people aren't making you a priority? When's the last time you put God first? He wants to be a priority too. And I guarantee once you make him a priority in your life, people are going to start making you a priority in theirs because they're going to feel that light. They're going to be one. They're going to be next to that heat, babe. They're going to feel that love. You will be the fucking sunshine in their lives. Rewarded martyrdom and punished rest. Centered strategy, and you called it obedience. Made you prove you were worthy of the vision. Our new structure? I calm down when I think about the new structure because it moves with peace as the pace. That is the pace car. Your peace is the pace car. It honors your neurodivergence as a divine design. We're not going to feel like we're swimming upstream anymore. We're not going to feel lost and confused and everything is overwhelming and we're just going to fake it till we make it. This makes space for being a mom, for your marriage, for miracles, for creation. It elevates alignment over algorithm. It builds from rest, not rush. We're coming into a rebuild season, okay? And it's not going to look, it's going to look like nothing you've ever seen before. And you're right on time. Okay, this is not because you're behind. We're burning down so we can get into that rebuild season because you're becoming the builder God always had in mind. June came with a whole ass decree. If it wasn't born in peace, it's getting burned. If it wasn't built in presence, it's getting dismantled. If it doesn't serve your anointing, it doesn't get to stay. And this isn't about waiting until you feel ready. Am I clear? You guys know I'm using boxes in my office to hold my computer up, to get my microphone close to me. Okay? It's not about being ready. It's about trusting that when God said build it, he meant the new you was already rising. Okay? Your next move is your altar moment. It is to step into the blueprint, to burn the scaffolding of survival, and to build what only you we're called to carry. I love you, bitches. I'll see you tomorrow.